Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is Wednesday. It means it's time for our Sustainable Singapore segment.
Oh, yes. And I guess it's very timely because now more than ever, we are so dependent on technology. You know, a lot of people working from home as well, right?
Yeah, this is so true. Unfortunately, though, our technological advancement in the world has also impacted the environment in quite a negative way.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, pollution, the depletion of natural resources.
But you know what? Technology is also showing promise in environmental cleanup.
Well, that's good news. In 2013, which feels like centuries ago now, yeah. Dell Technologies introduced the 2020 Legacy of Good with a rather ambitious sustainability and social goal to put its technology and expertise to work to do the most good for people and the planet.
So let's see what they've done in 7 years, all right? They have recovered more than 2 billion pounds of used electronics via responsible recycling. They've reused 100 million pounds of recycled content, plastic and other sustainable materials in new Dell Technologies products. And they've reduced 64% of product portfolio energy intensity footprint.
I want to find out more about what that means. Expanding on these achievements, this year Dell Technologies launched Progress Made Real Vision 2030. So that focuses on three key areas: advancing sustainability, cultivating inclusion, and transforming lives with technology.
We're in for a good conversation. Amit Midha, who is President Asia Pacific and Japan and Global Digital Cities, Dell Technologies, is on the line with us. Amit, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today? And what a beautiful day here in Singapore, working from home, and very excited to be speaking with you both today.
Well, the skies are bluer than usual.
Yeah. And when I drove in this morning, you know, Amit, I could see it was a beautiful full moon. It's an amazing super moon at the moment. So yes, the skies were clear and it is indeed beautiful. But let's talk about Dell's sustainability strategy, the use of technology to support and enable climate change research and solutions. Why is this so important to Dell?
Well, first of all, I will start my morning comment with saying, hey, we are quite lucky to be in Singapore and many places where healthcare is, world class. And I wanted to give a shout out to all the healthcare workers who are fighting on the forefront. And, you know, sometimes the wars are within the countries, and this is the case. So I just wanted to give a shout out. Thanks for all their efforts. And it's quite inspirational that they're putting their lives online. Now, coming to your question and sustainability conversation this morning, first and foremost, we believe what's happening around the current pandemic situation, it may be a precursor of what could happen if we don't manage the sustainability in our requirements. And in many ways, humanity is at a crossroad, and entrepreneurs, community, individuals are critical to help fill the gap, and we have to bring that innovative spark. And consequences of climate change will be devastating for entire business, suppliers, and society. So we are quite hopeful that we will find a solution. In many ways, the businesses in the past have thought about, you know, shareholders and employees and customers. Now we have to start thinking the society, which is what the pandemic forces us, and the nature, which is what the sustainability will force us. So there are new set of factors that businesses have to do. And we, as a company at Dell Technology, have to play our part in making sure that we are continuing to build sustainability from a design perspective, as well as reducing our impact on the earth.
Since you brought up design perspective, I do understand that Dell uses a circular design approach. So that pretty much means more than 90% of a typical Dell laptop is recyclable. How challenging was it to develop laptops made of such materials? And how does Dell reduce the impact of its operations in order to support customers' efforts to reduce that environmental footprint?
Well, I think where there is a will, there is a way, right? So first of all, what we have done is a moonshot goal on sustainability side. We have said we're going to recycle an equivalent product for each purchase. That means if someone buys a PC or a notebook, we will recycle another one free of cost. We'll make sure half of our product is made from recyclable or recycled product. 100% of packaging is renewable. And we will also develop future-ready skills for our workers in our supply chain, greenhouse gas reduction of 60% per unit. And that's only sustainability. But the sustainability also requires us to, you know, also be augmented with diversity. And I can talk about it, but on the sustainability side, since you asked the question about design, I think we have amazing engineers. You know, 80% of our engineers are software, but clearly the 20% that focus on hardware, they took this to the heart and they have produced an amazing, great results. We've been working with the ocean plastic as well. So we have been taking the recycled product from ocean and using that in our packaging. And now with our 2030 goal, Progress Made Real, we're taking it to the next level, where we're saying that 100% of recycle in all of our products globally.
Yeah, I wondered about that because it's quite a compelling business argument for that, isn't there? You know, if I have a computer company come to me and say, hey, you know, our products are 100% recyclable, I'm looking at my future generation, I'm looking at my kids, and I think for them, that could be, you know, the deal break. That could be the deal changer. Yeah. That could be the what makes a difference between choosing one brand and another, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think I have two children. My daughter is 16, my son is 11, and they both are extremely focused on how a product is creating an impact on Earth. And they do the research on the brand. They actually go and track this, and they come back and say, this is good and this is not good. And if I'm making actually a choice which doesn't fit into the sustainability, they will caution me or they will argue with me. And so that's why every year now we're putting sustainability report on our website as well. So that not only covers the recycling material, recycling efforts, as well as the diversity efforts among others. It's about doing good, giving back to society. And, you know, out of our moonshot goal, I'm also very proud we announced that 50% of workforce will be women and 40% of people managers will be women. And I think these are good aspirational goals that we are on, you know, we are working together to make them happen, and very proud of the company to take these worthy goals on.
We are speaking with Amit Minha, who is President of Asia Pacific and Japan and Global Digital Cities, Dell Technologies. In a while, we'll talk a little bit about Dell's 2030 social impact vision. But before we get into that, right, we're now in a circuit breaker situation here in Singapore. Unprecedented times, the fact of COVID-19 is spreading. I actually didn't want to ask about, you know, advice on remote working solutions. But in this time, how hard is it to be sustainable? Because you can't actually go out there and make a difference. You're buying more. You're getting more takeout.
I think first and foremost, work from home. Who would have thought that we can actually work from home and still, you know, make things happen? And it just realizes how much wastage we may have been creating in terms of the time before. Okay. And so the companies are going to realize that this is actually a very reasonable option to work from home, and not everyone has to do the meetings in offices and spend so much time in offices. And that will change in many ways the fabric of the city and the design of the city. But coming back to your question, which was, you know, how to be sustainable during this time. You know, listen, there is a lot more plastic waste that gets created with the takeout and other things. So I would do say that it makes the choices. I mean, even at our home, we have the recycled bamboo, you know, towels or paper towels that we use, and, you know, make the right brand choices which are committed to sustainability. I don't think this issue will stay forever with us. And this is a time bound issue that we have to work through. And beyond that, when this issue is behind us, we do have to go out and make sure that the plastic waste we have created, it does get recycled. And there will be many of the organizations around us that will help us do that. Yeah. Just around our own sustainability efforts in the region, I mean, we saw that there are several organizations that are very committed to doing this along with us. So I'm sure that those choices can be made and should be made. I'll give you examples from our PC recycling vendor in Malaysia, Shan Purnam. They have recovered 1,200 kg of annual e-waste since 2017. You know, we have been working with, you know, several organizations in Australia, that have been supporting, you know, various organizations, including Sydney Wildlife Park, cleaning up coastline, and you have to do the fundraising for drought-stricken farmers. So there are whatever way you think you can make a difference. I think once circuit breaker is over, once the society figures out how to coexist with the virus, we will have to double down, triple down, quadruple down on this sustainability effort, because this waste that we are creating, whether it's a personal protective equipment or takeouts, those all have to be taken care of. And I think we owe it to our future generations.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I spent some of my circuit breaker for day one yesterday cleaning out an audiovisual cupboard. And there's a lot there that can go for recycling. Under Dell's 2030 social impact vision, Progress Made Real, the company wants to transform lives with technology. I mean, I'd love for you to share with us some of the ways in which you're going to do that. And even though this pandemic situation seems like it could be short term, relatively speaking, to the climate change issue, there are things like, you know, how do you make servers more efficient when it comes to energy consumption? All sorts of questions.
I think first and foremost, the technology has created an amazing and very comfortable living for us in this modern era. But it has also created challenges. And technology itself can solve. So, for example, how do we make sure that the energy footprint of a product reduces dramatically? Now we have products which can reduce anywhere from 50 to 75%. We have software that ensures that these our servers or our data centers or the cloud that we have built for customers actually have a lower energy consumptions when the demand is low, or as the demand comes back on, the power consumption goes up. You can also make sure that the energy is from the recycled or the sustainable means, so your carbon footprint is near zero. You know, clearly these things require a different type of material and different type of certifications to achieve those energy efficiency, and that's exactly what engineers have done. So I would encourage everyone to say, you know, there is many ways we can make a difference. But everything starts by, it's a journey, and we have to start by engaging our constituents, our team members, our suppliers, and make sure everyone gets behind this. And that's how, that collaboration is how we can make some breakthrough results happen.
We've been speaking with Amit Miha, President of Asia Pacific and Japan and Global Digital Cities, Dell Technologies. Amit, thank you for your time today. You stay safe and stay healthy, yeah?
You too. Take care.
Our Breakfast Huddle's Singapore, a Sustainable Singapore series is written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Bolin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.